CERC is a coalition of grassroots volunteer groups, congregations, nonprofits, different organizations that are wanting to advance justice for immigrants in Colorado and in the U.S. So we're across the whole state, and it was formed to really unify all these different groups so that we could leverage statewide power.
And how long ago was it formed?
This year is actually the 15th anniversary of CERC's existence. CERC started out as just a listserv of different organizations sharing information, and then really started growing and focusing more when a whole bunch of anti-immigrant laws were passed in 2006. Those laws included obligating police to report people to ICE. They included barring anyone who can't prove permanent residency from receiving public benefits. My understanding is that's when CERC really started growing and working on campaigns and policy change.
And for you personally, how did you get involved in CERC?
I grew up here. I went to the Basalt schools mostly all my life, other than half a year in Newcastle. And I was interested in immigration because a lot of my friends were impacted by our immigration laws. A lot of my friends growing up were undocumented. Then I was learning about community organizing and found out that there was some really amazing organizing happening here in the Valley with AHUA. And this was in 2011. AHUA was high school students pushing back against police in the Valley and in Carbondale that were cooperating with ICE. And so I was learning about that. And then the Strawberry Days ICE raid happened in the summer of 2011. And so I started volunteering with AHUA and just got deeper and deeper involved.
From your perspective, what's going on right now? Obviously, Trump rescinded DACA. What has the response been?
We've seen a huge response, a huge sort of resurgence in the Dreamer movement. That refers to young people who came to the U.S. as children. And it was Dreamers who got DACA by pushing on the Obama administration and doing civil disobedience, occupying Obama's campaign offices. And that's how DACA got created, because of that pressure. And so, you know, last week, there were actions across the state. There were huge rallies. We had a really big rally in Glenwood Springs, like one of the bigger that we've seen since the mid-2000s, when immigration reform was more of a reality. There's a lot of local immigrant leaders who are working to bring Know Your Rights information to different communities. We're actually going to be doing some work in Rifle and Western Garfield County, where there aren't a bunch of nonprofits. We're excited to start working with the immigrant community down there. We're going to be pushing for the DREAM Act, pushing for a clean DREAM Act, which means not attaching a bunch of anti-immigrant enforcement stuff.
And so with Gardner signing on as a co-sponsor for the DREAM Act, do you think that's part of what might happen?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tough fight to get anything passed at all. But to get something passed that didn't include that enforcement, it's hard to say if that's possible. It is really important that Gardner and Bennett and Scott Tipton hear from voters about why we need their support and thanking them. You know, we don't necessarily think about the thanking piece, but Cory Gardner is probably going to get a lot of flack for taking this position from folks who disagree. So hearing a thank you actually means a lot.
For listeners who want to get involved, how do they do that?
They can go to coloradoimmigrant.org. Also on Facebook is a great way to follow what's going on and check in on action alerts. Donating is also a big support. It's actually putting resources into a community that is systematically denied resources. You know, one of the things we do is trying to stop deportations. You'll often see on Facebook petitions or, you know, make a call for so-and-so. And those really matter. They matter a lot and they don't take much time. And so I encourage everyone to sign and call when you see those types of things.
Tomorrow is a Renew Your DACA Day.
The Trump administration left a window for anyone whose work permit expires between September 5th and March 5th, 2018. And for those who don't know what DACA is, it's a two-year work permit program that has to be renewed every 2 years. and that temporarily protects folks from deportation. So it's not residency, it has no way of becoming a permanent status. So anyone who has DACA, they're going to have it until their work permit expires, basically, and then after that, they won't be able to renew. But a few folks do qualify to renew if their DACA expires before March 5th. So on Saturday, there's going to be a renewal drive at the Glenwood Springs High School at 1 o'clock. So anyone who does qualify can come and get free legal assistance. And we encourage everybody who qualifies to do so, so that they can have this protection for 2 years.
Do you have any comments on Carbondale passing the resolution that was brought forth by the middle school students?
It's super important that our local governments are letting our values be known. I think all of our town governments could make even stronger ordinances that are actually enforceable, really drawing a clear line that our duty is to protect this community and to serve this community, not to execute federal immigration laws. You know, there's no getting around that things are really hard right now. I think the opportunity we have here is to be really clear about what our values are.
So, what role can KDNK play?
It's so awesome to have public radio covering these issues. A lot of times, what gets on the news is what happens in the big cities. We can get this feeling that, oh, if I'm going to be involved in social justice or whatever it may be, I have to go to the city. And that's just not the case. There's so much happening in our community, and this small community is where change happens too. And so having actual reporting on that is so important. Sharing these events. I love that KDNK is making an effort to have news and information in Spanish, and hope to see that grow.
Well, thank you so much, Sophia.
Yeah, thank you, Raleigh.